All right, this is Jimmy Cab. It's taped to broadcast. This is the Very Manic Jimmy Cab Show, the 5150 interview series in Bulldozer Magazine. I'm here with Dixie from Weed Eater on the Day of the Shred. Welcome. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to be here.
It's always great to see you, man. Nothing ever changes with you and with Weed Eater. And as I'm here talking to you, we got the whiskey and we got it all going on, man. That's good.
Yeah, man. If it's broke, still don't fix it, I guess, you know?
The only thing that I've noticed that changes is all of a sudden, man, there's a lot of chicks coming out to the Weed Eater Show. How did that happen?
I have no idea. It blows me away, too. Yeah, I don't know. We do have to order more girls' shirts and small shirts. I noticed that. I don't know. It's cool.
In all seriousness, what's going on with Weed Eater, man? It's been a while since you've, like, put anything out. I know you've been playing. You guys were here not that long ago with Vitus, but what's been going on with Weed Eater? I know you guys have been, have you guys found a new drummer now?
Yeah, we have Travis T-Boogie's playing drums with us from Atlanta, Georgia. He played in several bands before this, Whores, Artemis Piledriver. He's a good dude. We like him a lot. We haven't been really released a record in a while because I guess we tour a lot, and busy a lot, and did just record a new record about a month ago. So that'll be out in the spring.
That looks delicious, by the way. Talk to me more about the new record.
We recorded it in 5.5 days, I believe, pretty much, at EA in Chicago with Steve Albini. Third record we've done with him. We're very happy with it. If people are not, then that's fine with us as well. We do this primarily and initially for ourselves anyway, so look forward to be out in the spring, tentatively titled Goliathan. It'll be out on Season of Mist. Yep.
How would you describe the difference between this new record and the last record you put out, Jason the Dragon?
The formula is primarily the same. I mean, we do the same thing. It's cave metal. You know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to roll it. So it's primarily the same idea. There's a lot of heavy stuff on it and mixed in with acoustic elements and different stuff. I feel like it's a well-rounded Weed Eater record. It matches up with any of them. Once again, if people don't like it, then they don't have to.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, that's the beauty of America, if you don't like it. Are you kind of amazed, though, like the fact that this genre of music within the last 5 years has really opened up to a broader audience? And do you feel that you guys could transcend into that realm like other bands have?
I hope so. I mean, it definitely
right?
has.
You guys have to get some chicks, right?
Yeah, it definitely has. Yeah. You know, it definitely has. Broadened out a lot. I mean, we used to play shows to nobody for years and years. We've been doing this a long time, you know, almost 20 years. So, yeah, I mean, I think we can do anything as long as we continue to please ourselves and do the same thing we've always been doing.
Is that the formula right there, man? Just being true to yourself and writing the shit by that what you like?
I think so. It's our formula. I don't know if it's other people's. They might not live by that adage, but we definitely do. It's worked for us, so I mean, a lot of work into it, but we'll just continue doing the same thing we've always been doing.
One of the things that I've always enjoyed about Weed Eater is the fact that what you see is what you get, especially when you're the live aspect of it, man. But as I get older, I often wonder, how the fuck do you hang, dude, between, you know, the lifestyle and then the energy you put out there, man?
I don't know. That's, I guess, not that easy all the time. Be careful what you wish for. You might get it, you know. But we don't know any other way to do it, so I guess we'll continue to do so.
What else is going on with Weed Eater? What can we expect in 2015?
That record comes out in the spring, and we'll be doing a lot of touring behind it, a lot of it in Europe and elsewhere. Supposed to go pretty far off, places we've never been. Season of Mist.
There you go.
Out of France.
That's right.
Marseille.
Are there any regions of the world that you haven't been to that you want to get to?
Yeah, we haven't played Australia, New Zealand, or Japan, and we're supposed to go there in the spring.
Are you amazed that you have people in Japan that rock Weed Eater?
I guess so. I'm amazed that there's people just outside of where we live that do. But, you know, the ironic thing is they really don't rock it too much at home, but that's fine.
So the hometown boys don't get the respect they deserve?
We don't care. I mean, we love everybody there, and it's a great place to live, so it's good enough. We'll take it. But yeah, we're looking forward to hitting Australia, New Zealand, and Japan for sure. That's one of the ones, one of the places we haven't been. We were supposed to play a couple shows in Russia last year, and they kind of turned us down for our work visas. So the furthest I've been in that direction is Latvia, Estonia, that area, which is former Soviet Union, but not anymore.
It's crazy how heavy music has really just gone broad, man, especially with the whole realm of the world. Do you think the internet had a lot to do with that?
I'm sure that it did. I'm not sure that it didn't come back the other direction. I mean, the people in Europe might have caught on to it before we did, you know?
All right, Dixie, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you play tonight.
No problem. I appreciate you coming out. The pleasure is mine.